welcome to LOA Today.
I'm Walt Thiessen.
With me on the show today, Debbie G and Neo Positivity.
This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
And we're so happy that Debbie G is able to hook in and say hello to us. She has been a lady on the road lately. I mean, just like completely on the road. And you're even in digs I've never even seen before. So you must still be on the road. But how has it been going? Tell us what's been going on in your life in the last few months. I'll settle for the last week or so, but you know.
Well, I don't even know where to start. A lot of gratitude moments. I'll tell you that's what's been going on. And right now I am here in Crestone, Colorado. We're working on the Permapeace Festival that will be next week, which is awesome. And that's why I'm here. It's an amazing area, you guys. There's so much cool stuff here. You have no idea. So if you're anywhere in the Colorado area, or you're going to be, it's about 4 hours from Boulder, and I'm in an area called Crestone, and it's near the Baca, and it's really rad. The house that I'm in right now is the Star House, and I am around nothing but spiritual guru-y, just scrumptious, yummy people. You just want to squeeze them like forever. And it's also known for all of its UFO activity and things like that.
Oh.
So after we say hello to Neo here, and I'm going to show you guys, I'm going to bring it up my phone. I'm going to show you the fire creatures I've been capturing in our evening campfires.
Ooh.
Oh, y'all are about to trip out. Seriously. And you're the first, this is the first time I'm even putting it on live, so everyone will get to see it. I want to say a big, huge shout out to Neo Positivity because he's such a brilliant, wonderful person. And Walt, to you for providing this platform for us to be on today. To make a couple of quick announcements, starting tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific, Walt is going to be on with me. Y'all check this out.
Yeah.
We're creating the spirit of abundance. We're going to have live spirit paintings and things like that. All tapping into tomorrow, which I'm in three prosperity abundance, prosperity and abundance conferences over the next 3 days. So there is something about the energy of this weekend, that we all need to be tapping into. Because it's really important. We were supposed to do this a month ago.
About that, yeah.
It kept getting extended. It kept getting extended. And all of a sudden, Kathy and I are talking and I'm like, it needs to be 5/21. 5/21/21. It's 5/21/21.
All right.
Today is a day that everyone should be tapping into their worthiness and deservingness of who that they are and tapping into their abundant nature that's already there. It's not coming. It's not going to come. It is there, present and ready for you to take advantage of what you have been thinking that isn't there in your life thus far. All the events, Neo Positivity's event, our event, and the Dare to Prosper event are all designed to help you get all the tools that you need. So sign up for every freaking one of them. Every one of them. Because the universe put together the biggest collaboration on being prosperous that I've ever seen. And none of us did this on purpose. It just happened that way. So that is something to be said. And y'all should be taking advantage of this opportunity.
No doubt.
Right? All the links will be right here in the chat. Please just grab a hold. But I want to say hey to Neo.
Hey, how you doing?
And Neo, you got to tell us about your summit this weekend because you're one of the three that she mentioned, and it's a big one.
Yeah, it's growing a mind and legs of its own. I'm very excited. I'm at that moment in life where you're like, oh my God, it's happening. and it's beautiful. Neo Positivity, Thoughts Become Things Summit is tomorrow, Eastern time from noon to 4 p.m. So May 22nd. And, just, you know, these two great beings are going to be there with me and a bunch of other people. And we're just going to be giving up all the law of attraction tips and hints and secrets that we use, chop it up about them, create some new ones. And we're going to film it. And we're going to have a live audience that can listen and ask questions. We're going to have panels. We're going to do every freaking thing I can to get as much information as I can in those 4 hours. And I'm going to do that tomorrow, next month, and the next month, and the next month. So I can't stop breathing anymore.
That's cool. Yeah, well, actually, keep breathing. We do want you to breathe because you actually...
Breath, it is your life force, right?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to not do that.
That's right, yeah. But the rest of it was great. I love that part. And in fact, you're also reminding both of you are reminding me about how we had Jules and Jolie on last week telling us about the Dare to Prosper. I actually tuned into, I wish I could have tuned into more, but I tuned into the first piece of it on Monday. And that was an amazing story that Jolie was telling. And I could just tell from the comments she was getting how much it was inspiring people. So you're right. Debbie, this is just like an incredible week of all kinds of stuff going on, and it's only going to get bigger. I mean, talk a little bit more about what's going on with the SGW thing, because I mean, I don't even know everything that's going on there, and yet what I know about is cool.
Certainly, but first I want to show you all something. You see this right here?
There it is.
So if you have your phone handy, just take it up to your screen and just take your phone and open your camera. If you have an iPhone, you just open it up right like that and just go right up to it. And yep, see, it works immediately. Let me show y'all what just happened here. It brings up the website here. In fact, that's such a handy dandy little tool, Neo, that we are going to be talking about how that just works.
And by the way, I got to point out most of our listeners are listeners. They don't see the videos. So the easy way for the audio people to get up there, just go to neopositivity.com. Takes you right there. You're good.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I love you. I didn't mean to forget about you. Thank you. Well, very, very good. So let me bring this one up now. We don't have the handy dandy little tool. Can you see it? There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what we have here is, are you ready to thrive? This is creating the spirit of abundance. We've got Tim Freak, who is a top, speaker out there in the world of TED Talks and all over. He's got amazing books. Of course, you know Jonathan and Andy Goldman from all of our shows, as well as our Grateful Living E-Zine, and Tamara, Bree Wolf, Howard Wills, Josie, Sharon, Saf, all these great people. I'm not going to take up the time to read everybody's name. What I'm going to tell you is to go to the SGWCafe.com, SGWCafe.com, and sign up. It is free, just like Neo's is free, just like Dare to Prosper is free. Y'all don't have any excuse. Sign up for them all. Sign up for everything that you can get your paws on. The more growth you can have in your life, the more tools you have access to, the more that you're going to see your reality reflecting what it is that you desire. What is your preference? What is your preference? And start tapping into that. And that's what all of these beautiful, wonderful events are going to give you the tools to do in an extraordinary way. You know, we've got the top experts from all over the world, all over the globe. And again, the universe put all this together. There's something magical about today. So really take advantage of it. And that's what I got to say about that, because it's like promo, like city.
I gotta tap in on that real quick. All of this great information that's going to be put out this weekend and in the future is nothing if you don't take this time aside to actually be there for these events, actually do the work at home. Even if you come to the events, doesn't matter if you're not doing the work at home. I was just out back. I was in the house. Had nothing to do for the next hour. My son was about to take a nap. I was coming on this show, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go outside and spend the next hour in gratitude while he's playing in the pool. And it was just fulfilling. In between thoughts, I was looking at him, admiring him, how he's learning and all this other stuff. And then I'd go back to the godliness and the crazy things that are happening with the summit and the world changing for the better and the outlook on the future and running scenarios and asking myself questions like, how would it feel to blah, blah, blah? Am I the type of person to have blah, blah, blah? Yes, I am. And those are the times you have to take those blocks out. If you don't, all this we're doing for you is for nothing. You have to put in the effort.
Absolutely. And I'll even throw in a little extra piece of stuff here. We were talking yesterday on the show about how things come to you and how you get the insights and the inspirations that come your way. They all start, of course, when you get into that high vibe place, and that you get into that high vibe place by doing all the work that you guys are talking about. That's what these summits are for, to help you do that work and help you get to that place. But once you're there and once you're living there, it's amazing what comes your way. One of the things that we were talking about yesterday was how I got this inspiration after doing one of the shows. I think it was the one with Cindy and Monique about a week and a half ago, in which we set some intentions that we wanted to have happen in the next 48 hours. And mine included getting a new perspective, a new way of thinking about some stuff I've been working on that would reinforce for me, yes, I'm on the right track. And what came through to me was a blinding flash that came within about, I think it was just beyond 48 hours, but it came in really, really clear. And it gave me a perspective on marketing on Facebook, of all things, that just blew me away, because it's been in front of everybody's noses for like the last 10 years. And almost nobody is taking advantage of this one particular thing. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. I'll tell you guys a little bit more off air, because obviously our listeners really were paying attention to it from yesterday's episode. But it's just an example of how if you do the work, the stuff comes through. If you do the work, the information arrives, and it arrives in times when you least expect it, because you're ready for it, right? I mean, Debbie, you've been out there getting the information. You've been looking for it, getting into that high vibe space, and all kinds of crazy stuff has been happening.
Can I mention real quick? I just want to throw this in there, because people that are following this story that you're painting, it's how it arrives is a huge thing. You can do all the mental exercises, but just to give me in this last week of the summit as an example. It was me being who I am, nice, caring, loving, giving, that made me vibe with Debbie. And now she's putting my flyer on a magazine. It's being nice and kind and having good intentions is a huge part of that. I know so many people use the law of attraction, but they're still like deep, like kind of horrible people. That's a part of it. Like, you're going to have to change. That's the whole thing. You start getting what you want, which makes you a happier person. And then you start spreading that happiness. So key in on that. Make yourself available. Be around the right people and be the person you want to be. And
oh, I love that.
Attract those people and those opportunities and those things. If stuff isn't happening for you, look at that area next.
Absolutely no doubt about that. Yeah. And it's exciting what's going on this weekend with all the different things that are happening, all the different programs that are going on, all the different summits and challenges and everything. But like you guys were saying, it doesn't do you any good if you don't use them. I mean, if you were handed the keys to the kingdom and then you put them on a table and forgot about them, what good is the kingdom?
I mean, oh, man. And how many times have we done that in the past? How many times have we done that today?
Oh, well, you know.
It's a constant struggle, but it's the game we're in. Learn the rules and play every day. Play.
You guys are rocking it right now. I want to take a second and talk about the investment that you're asking people to make. You know, normally what a lot of people hear is when they say, oh, it's time for you to invest in yourself, right? Well, here's what I got to say about that. It is time for you to invest in yourself. The difference is we're not asking you for $10,000 yet. Sorry.
Next month.
I thought y'all would like that. We're asking you, your time is the most important currency you could ever want. And why not use that currency, which you already have, to gain the tools and knowledge you need to have a life that is really your preference? That's what I have to say about that. You guys were both just rock solid awesome. Now, back to my weird stuff. Listen, yeah, I said the secret yes long ago. Did you have something to say besides that?
No. I thought you were about to show us your fire beings. Yeah.
I picked this one. I named him George because I'm going to love him and squeeze him and hold him. Well, it's not going to be. It's going to actually be kind of hard. He kind of looks like a firefox. You all can figure out what he looks like. But part of the reason I said the sacred yes was to have as many experiences in this world as possible. So this one, I was hanging out.
I love it.
I was hanging out at the bonfire. Y'all see his little eyeballs and his little
nose. I love the eyes. Yeah.
And his ears. Yeah. He's in here. Hi, George. How you doing, George?
I love it.
Well, he loves it too, because right now he's a freaking star. Okay. So he's excited. And I have another one, which I'll show you guys on another show, of orbs that are sitting on the dog's leg or foot. And I have more. I actually have one that looks just like a horse, one that looks like a cobra. All of this out of the fires that are blessed before we light them. It's all about your ceremony. So did you all see that?
Well, I saw the flame.
did you see the little eyeballs?
Oh, the eyeballs. Oh, yeah, sure. You can easily make out the character. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Tell me, isn't he cute?
He is cute.
Isn't he adorable?
You just took a picture of the fire, and it was that moment when it said,
"Yeah, I get this." Like, okay, so photography is one of my biggest loves ever, ever. I could just have a camera and be shooting all the time. And I get these like little, that's my son, Christopher, walking behind. Wave hi, Christopher. Sorry, guys. Anyway, that's him walking away now. So I get these like things, this little ping kind of thing. It doesn't really go ping, but kind of give you an idea for those that are listening. And I will just feel it and I'll pick it up and I won't see what I'm shooting till afterwards.
Yeah, that's cool.
I never see it beforehand.
That's intuitive.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's intuitive photography. That's you basically saying, I trust that now is the most important time to take the photo. And there it is.
Yeah. There's not even, it's just a feeling I go with. It's not anything like you could really explain or describe in a human way. It's just a knowingness that you just kind of do and you're just having fun with it. But that's also something that I think is really important for us all to look at is how are we embracing the joy in our life? Neil and I talked the other day about how important that gratitude is. Joy is gratitude's belly button, y'all.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Nice.
Yeah.
I like the phrase.
Yeah.
I sat down one day and spirit was flying through me and I have just lists and lists of gratitude phrases and but the joy button, what are you doing to press your joy button? What are you doing to create bliss? And all of these events, because I'm going back to that, are designed to give you the tools to create a blissful life, to be able to tap into your knowingness, to tap into your divine essence so that you can capture whatever it is that you're looking to capture in this reality for your life. And stop putting so much thought into it. In fact, in order to get a picture like that, you guys, I can't have any thought. I can't have anything going on up here. I can have this in here that I'm listening to because we have 45,000 brain cells in our heart per scientific studies by Greg Braden. Okay.
It's true. Yep.
So our heart, and I also want to point out something else about your heart. It was the first thing developed in the womb. It's the first thing that when you become a parent, what is the very first thing you're looking forward to hearing about, hearing when your child is forming?
The heartbeat.
It's life. The life, the heart is the indication that we are alive. It's also about the 45,000 brain cells, which taught the rest of you how to put itself together. So if you're not tapping into your heart, you're not tapped in, you see. So if you want to create a life that's fully abundant and with that joy factor, it requires you tapping into the very thing that was created to give you life.
I love that.
You know what? Yeah. I'm a piggyback on that one too. There are several requirements in this transition that hopefully everyone's attempting to make in their life. And some people might hear a lot of stuff you just said and, oh man, that's hippie talk. I got bills to worry about. A requirement of being an LOA person requires you to change how you think. Well, that whole hippie talk that you're talking about right now, we're going to need you to adapt that or get left behind. Honestly, it is what it is.
By the way, I want to point out that science is also starting to catch up. And I say that because in the news today, out of some of the major science magazines are reports that the scientific community is having to rethink the word gravity. because it turns out through their exploration of the outer reaches of outer space, you know, astronomy and all that stuff, they have come to realize that the solar system and its gravity doesn't behave the way it's supposed to. Apparently, it does things that it's not supposed to be able to do according to traditional scientific thinking, including, apparently, it is now possible, and they aren't quite sure how, it is now possible for data to be passed faster than the speed of light. Now, this is nothing new to those of us who explore law of attraction, conscious creation, all that good stuff, but it is new to the scientific community. And quite honestly, they're pulling their hair out. They don't know how to tie this all together. They're pulling in, okay, here's this old theory over here, so we're going to try to reshape it to fit that, but it doesn't quite fit that. And here's this theory over there, and we'll try to fit it. It doesn't fit anywhere.
No.
So they've had this breakthrough. I mean, they've had this scientific breakthrough, and they don't know what to make of it yet. But they're going to, because at some point, that's what scientists do. At some point, they come up with the new way of explaining what it's all about. And at some point, someone's going to say, you know, I did see Neopositivity's t-shirt. It said thought becomes things. Maybe that's the exploration. Maybe that's it right there.
But it's true. And to clarify something about thoughts, I'm going to just tell y'all something. Listen, you know how when you're in meditation, you're not in thought? Because you're not, you're disallowing. That's the space I'm talking about when I'm in the element of just being, like when I shoot the pictures. I don't really think it's just there. When it comes to thought, present right now, what you're thinking, you guys are on point. And another thing, Dr. Emoto did these incredible studies in Japan.
Oh, I love those.
On water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all look, and for those of you who are new to this, go look up Dr. Emoto. Look up his work. He simply took the word hate and the word love and put them on the outside of a glass container, okay, covered that little sucker up and watched what happened over the course of time. Then he took and put it underneath. He did freeze it first, I should mention, but he put it underneath a microscope, and you know, the one that said hate looked like cancer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The one that was love looked like snowflakes. Because that's just like, wow. Then I started thinking, oh my gosh, that's how come we have snowflakes when it snows? Because the earth is harmonic. It's vibrating the way it needs to. Because it's vibrating love. Have you ever thought about that? That's why we have snowflakes.
That's very cool. I like that.
Isn't that rad?
I like that. Yo, that's hot.
I'm like so excited about that. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, your thoughts are definitely when you're present in your awareness, so vital on what you are thinking. And if it's stinking, you're going to be stinking. It's just as simple as that. You don't like, you know, period. I mean, that's the end of that story.
No, yeah. It's true.
They're going to need some Pampers. Get changed with Pampers. If your thoughts are stinky, I tell you.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's
another example of how you got to be really careful about what you're paying your focus of your attention to, because, you know, we manifest everything. So just, you know, pay attention.
Well, look, it is, no matter how you look at it. You know?
Imagination, it has a new name and it's called Future Land. And whatever that's what I call my imagination. I never liked using the word imagination to define what was happening in the first place because it seems fake, seems fictitious, I should say. So now I call it Future Land. And that since I've given it that title, I respect it. I take it so much more serious. My autopilot kicks in when I'm in a negative headspace and it's like, yo, that's Future Land. You don't want that. So yeah, that name, I've been looking for years for a name to call my imagination. Something that would stick with me, that would hit me every time I said it. And I didn't even find it until less than a month ago.
Well, it has a beautiful, it's built in. It's built just the way you phrase it, Future Land. It's built in. It's a little reminder like, oh yeah, this is my future that I'm talking about right here.
Because I used to call it Neo Land. I called it 85 different things over here. I wasn't really hit home. It's like an affirmation that you say that doesn't make you feel all the way good. And just, I've tried and tried and tried, and I finally came up with it, and it works. I love it. It's totally, the last 2 months of my life have been bananas. And that's around the time when I adapted that, the whole untethered soul, and one other mental exercise. I forget which one it is, but yeah, it's, if you stay on top of your game with these things, your life will change dramatically according to how much you do it. Give 5 minutes a day, you're going to get 5 minutes a day. Give your whole day, and your whole day is going to change the next day.
Boom. It's funny, as you're talking about this, I'm reminded again of that story that I just told about how the scientific community is kind of blown away because their understanding of gravity doesn't work anymore. One of the things that I just remember this one too. One of the things that they have discovered is that there are some galaxies that are spinning too fast and others too slow compared to what they know about how gravity is supposed to work. And it occurred to me, these are galaxies that these guys have been paying close attention to. So their thoughts have become new things. They got really excited about this one, so it sped up. They weren't quite so excited about that one, it slowed down. They're getting exact results from their own thought process. They just haven't made the connection yet because they so far still believe they're just observers. They don't actually participate in any of this stuff. They're just watching to see what happens. But they're getting like a direct mirror lesson, you know? It's mirroring right back to them what it is that they're doing, and they just haven't noticed it yet. I'm sympathetic to them. I'm laughing, but I'm also sympathetic because, I mean, I was blind to this stuff for 50 years before somebody pointed it out to me. You got to have it pointed out to you.
Yeah.
You know? You just do. It's like we just have to, hey, by the way, this is what happens, you know? This is what happens when you focus on stuff. You get stuff back. Oh.
I want to ask a question. Why is it so shocking? I mean, anybody know how many elements there are on the chart?
It's 230 or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. If it's 230, why is it when they come out with 231, everybody's so shocked? We thought we had them all. What happened? And it's like, you really thought you had gravity tied down? Like, you just had it all figured out. And that's crazy because when you get to the quantum realm and start dealing in all that space, you're dealing with mostly theories. They don't know how to predict or see what's going on down there. They've been trying for years, smashing atoms together, and they still don't got no daggone answers. Why are they so shocked when they come up with something new? I never understood that. It's like,
I would just want to be a fly on the wall watching them just, ooh, you know, just.
But you know what? I'm going to give it to you like this. I'm going to do you one even better, because if you were to fly on the wall watching them, you would get one great discovery every couple years. Whereas the meditation process that you currently do, you get great discoveries better than whatever they're getting out of smashing atoms daily. So be on that.
I'll be a fly on that wall too.
Yeah. I just,
actually, you just be the wall, be the fly, be everything. I love what you just said. You're straight up on point. Interesting what's happening in this world. It is happening now. You know, there's no more going to, guys. This is it. We're here. The age of Aquarius has entered the room, literally.
Yeah, sure.
I'm an Aquarius, literally. I'm born in 68. What more of age of Aquarius do you want to get? I mean, for real. This is the most exciting time in our history ever since the creation of the universe. This is a time for, this is the time for us to actually start treating each other, with kindness and respect and all of those things that create more abundance, because you actually have friendship and relationship that matters, that feels good. To me, that's almost bigger than any other abundance that there is who those people in your life that you cherish. And it like that one right there.
Like you all one, came out like,
it's a point. Look at that. Hi.
Hey there.
I'm dinosaur. I'm wrong, okay?
He's kind of dinosaur. You know what he just said to me? He said, one caca, daddy, one caca. So I'll be back in a second.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God. Seriously, Walt. I mean, tell me, could you make that up?
Well, I think we all did, actually, but that's really, you know, a sideline to the point that you're making. And I also want to go back to something you mentioned a moment ago. You talked about Dr. Emoto's work, which is fabulous work. What I wanted to ask you is, Louis D'Souza, who does the Monday show with me, made a point of telling me about, I don't know, a month and a half ago, that he makes sure every time that they run water through their water filter, so they have, you know, clean drinking water, that they apply love to it. They literally write the word love on a piece of tape and write on their, put it onto the water pitcher. I'm wondering, and I've been doing stuff like that since then myself. I was wondering, do you do stuff like that? Do you actually apply the principle?
I do. I want to actually share a couple of things that I do. So what I'm going to tell everybody is, if you're at home right now and you can grab a glass, get two glasses, put them half full of water each. Okay. Make sure they're glass. If you don't, do this when you get a chance, but then what you do is you take that glass and you just hold it. And you really do your deep breaths. You set your intentions and you thank the water. You thank the essence of the water, the body of water. You send so much love into the water. You thank all the people that brought that water to you, make that necessary. Whatever works in your heart, and you do this, and you just sit with it for about a minute.
And what I like about that, because I've been doing something similar, not quite the way that you're doing it, but I've been doing something similar. I want to know if you get the same result I do. The water tastes sweeter.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. The reason you want to do two. Yeah, perfect. Exactly, Walt. So the reason that you're going to do two is you sip one and then sip the one that you actually have put your love and intention and heart into.
And it actually tastes better. I mean, it's like it cleans the water out.
Right. And I got to say, I am drinking living water here straight up from the well here in Colorado. So it's even more exceptional. Oh, I could just pet it. I am petting it, actually. I'm going to just pet it. It's just love. And for people, it's get glass. Now, I'm not going to tell you who that is, but get a glass bottle. Get something that you can refill. Stop using the plastic, because the plastic water has memory. It holds the memory. If you don't believe that, then go watch the documentaries that are available on YouTube and Gaia and find out for yourself. There's plenty of studies. This is scientific, but it holds memory. So do you want it to hold any memory that's sitting in plastic? Or do you want the purest water that you can to go into your filter system of your body? And considering how much water you are, this is vitally important. So, but the real thing was, can we alter the molecular structure of this water simply by putting our intention into it? The answer is yes. Do the experiment at home, all on your own, and see how it works for you. If you go, well, I just tried that, it didn't work, then get into a quieter space. Get into a more meditative spot. Take a deeper breath. Yeah.
Can I jump on the science, a little bit of science behind this? I know a lot of people aren't aware of this. You guys probably heard me say it four times in the past couple of days, but when you have a thought, it travels down your spine and releases from your lower back. And then it just shoots out across the whole universe, not just America or Earth. Now, without getting into the third law of motion, you know, it coming back, just talking about the water, if I have a thought about that water, it's a loving thought about that water, and I'm sending that out in all directions. When it hits that water, this is a plastic bottle. Act like it's glass, please. When it hits that water, it's obviously going to be affected more than if it hits anything else. The water was the topic of that thought. And the vibrational frequency that runs through this water has to alter the vibrational frequency of this water at least a tiny bit. It's passing through. It's like vibrating like this, and it's passing through another vibrating wave. Stuff's going to change. So scientifically, it just makes sense. By the way, that whole, I don't know the guy's name, Mushimoro. I don't know what it was.
Emoto. Professor Emoto.
I took screenshots from that video because I saw it on What the Bleep Do We Know.
Right.
I took screenshots because I found it on YouTube, and I wrote out everything so people could see exactly what was happening. And it's actually on my website. I give them all the credit for it.
Cool.
That's incredible.
Astonishing. Our bodies are like, over 90% water?
Right.
What are we doing to our bodies when we think of it, when we beat ourselves up, when we look in the mirror and let the ego take over and say we could lose an extra 5-10 pounds? What are we doing to ourselves all day? And then we go to the gym and eat healthy and wonder why it's not working. I have something called the All Mental Diet. It's on my website. I was 254 pounds with zero workouts and not eating healthy, just law of attraction. I took Facebook on a journey with me, and I brought it all the way down to 194, where I've been sitting since. Like, I'm cool with 194.
That's, wow.
That's cool.
Dude, you're a rock star. Oh, my God. I love you. You can give me some more tips. I'm shredding. No, we're having it happen quickly. That 40 pounds. I appreciate any story about how that we can release weight from our body. So thank you. Cause that rocks. Water?
Exercise?
Yeah. Show me.
A mental exercise that I used to do. I call it the mirror exercise.
Okay.
Now, if you were to imagine yourself in a one car garage that's empty, it's going to feel a lot different than a one-car garage that has a minivan in it. And obviously, yes, there's a van there, but the feeling, the vibe, people who meditate know what I'm talking about. Like if you close your eyes and someone said, tell me when you could feel my hand, and you're like, stop. Like I could feel it all the way out there. That's the feeling I'm talking about. So keep that garage scenario in mind. So let's say every time you pass, you go to the bathroom, you pass by a mirror. When you look in the mirror, just feel your body. Just its presence. It there. No good, no bad. The ego's going to take you places. Your mind try to take you places. Stop it all as much as you can. Just be there. Acknowledge it's there. It's kind of like a yoga practice, except you're not in a pose. You're just feeling your body. And when you're giving your body that attention, as opposed to something outside of you to manifest towards you, when you're giving that your body that attention, that's when you're healing. That's why yoga, when you're in that pose for so long, your body starts to burn here. Nothing in the world matters, and you're being present. You're focused here, and you're healing that muscle. That's why yoga is like the best practice ever, because it's pure focused energy. So I took that and adapted that, and I put that in my mirror routine. Every time I pass by the bathroom, I look in the mirror and I acknowledge my presence. And I kept doing that until I started liking what I saw. And then I would do like a highlight exercise after that, like throw up a muscle over it, give myself a little kiss in the mirror. Like, ooh. Yeah. So you got to do that. You got to do that.
You got to walk by that. Yes.
Yes. If you want someone to look at you that way, you got to look at you that way. That's
Yes.
It has to be you first. Otherwise, how can anybody else latch on? It's got to be.
Can I tell you guys, look, I love this because I'm going to tell you all it's true. When you go by the mirror and you actually look at it and go, yeah, baby, what's up? Right? Seriously, you're going to find people coming up in your life going, yeah, baby, what's up? Hey, right? Just happens. It is just fact. Try it.
See. It's true.
God, I adore you guys. Jeez, Louise.
I mean, I love your version of the mirror exercise. My version of the mirror exercise is where I'm actually talking to myself in the mirror, looking myself in the eye. And I started doing that one about 3 years ago, I think it was. I reported it here on the show. And I did it because at that point in time, I was still having trouble getting my mind clear. I still had all that, you know, that chatty traffic going on in the mind. And I had seen an article. It was actually shared with me by Cindy Chavez. And it was an article by Jack Canfield, the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, on his blog, in which he talked about doing the mirror exercise. It's an exercise that's usually done to build self-esteem, but he had used it to clear that chatter out. And he said that after 30 days of it, he had cleared the chatter. I said, well, you know, I like Jack Canfield. I like the stuff that he's had to say. I loved what he did in The Secret. I loved his, you know, all the books that he did, Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'll listen to him. I'll follow what he said. And which was kind of a big thing for me, by the way, because I was never a 30-day person. I was like a one day, okay, I'm done person. But that time I decided I'm going to stick to it for 30 days. And you know what? The first day was like this. I'm looking in the mirror and I said, I love you. Oh God, I can't do this. And that was the end of day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day one immediately.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Day two was okay. All right. I know how it went in day one. So I'm going to do it a little bit longer. I love you. Okay. Oh, I can't do anymore. And that was the end of day two. Day three got a little bit better. Day four got a little bit better. After about 15 days, I was actually feeling more comfortable with it. You know, you get to those first few days, you know, and it's like, okay, yeah, all right, I'm ready to do this. Let's do it. You know, you kind of acclimate to it. By day 17, I was saying to myself, well, I'm more relaxed with it, but am I really feeling anything? And as I asked that question, I realized, well, the voices haven't gone away in my head, but they've gotten a little quieter. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, so let's keep going. By day 25 or 26, I took inventory again and realized, that my head was pretty quiet most of the day. Not the whole day. There were parts of the day where that chatter was still going on, but there were like these little blank spaces. And I said, oh, I'm liking those blank spaces. By day 30, my mind was quiet. And I thought, damn, this stuff works. This stuff really works. And I stuck with it on that particular series. I stuck it through like 50 straight days doing it. Then I took a break and I came back to it. I've been, you know, taking a break and coming back to it ever since. But that first 50 days just really showed me not only how powerful it is for clearing the mind, but how I really can make changes in a relatively short period of time about how I feel about myself, how I feel about my life, how I feel about my experiences. And it actually has gotten to the point now where I can do something I was not able to do at the beginning. I can now look in the mirror and say, I love you. And that was not even possible for me before. Before it was like, oh God, I love you. I mean, it was that kind of a thing. It was not a happy thing. Now it's a happy thing. And that just comes from doing it over and over and over again. So that's my mirror exercise story.
Do you like shake your ass and like, talk about how do you see how hot you are? I'm just curious because I do. I like do that whole thing. Yeah. Do you?
I right after the shower today, I was doing that little thing. Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. And now we have visuals, you all, right after the shower. So just
well, twerking in the bathroom.
Just saying. Yeah. He's working it in the shower. He's working it when he gets out of the shower. Oops.
and it's true. The more that you work it, the better you feel about yourself. You
right,
really do.
Right.
You just
right.
feel better and better and better. I mean, I'm 64. Theoretically, that should mean that, you know, I'm an old wrinkle. And actually, my skin is getting smoother, which is pretty wild.
Well, I'm gonna throw something at everybody. Once I first started doing these mirror exercises, I dive deep into things that we all have in common. And mirrors have always kind of been fascinated by them. But anyway, I did this role playing thing where I looked deep into my eyes. I got close to where my body wasn't able to distract me from my current thought process and what I was trying to accomplish. So I looked deep into my eyes and I placed God or the universe or whoever you believe created you and is creating things as we go. I say that as a disclaimer, but I saw that being in those eyes and I talked to it like, oh, you just came to me in this mirror in those eyes. With my face, and I talk to it as God, not outward, dear God, bless Aunt Joan and Uncle Susie, but a one-on-one conversation like me and you would have, mm-hmm. where if someone walked by, I probably wouldn't even notice it. So that was a conversation that starts. I encourage everybody to do it and see where it goes. Might not go very far because you start to think to yourself, well, he knows everything I'm thinking. He knows what I'm about to say, and I can't surprise him with anything. You might end up there. Take it where it goes. Experiment. But here's the thing. Flip it. Now be God talking to you.
Oh, that's good.
Very nice.
Then you find yourself giving yourself messages like, yo, step it the fuck up.
Woo!
Whatever mental exercises you're supposed to do, you know they work. Why didn't you do more today? Step it up.
Rock.
You know, you start to tell yourself, I'm proud of you. You start to see different things about yourself. And then you do that role reversal and play different games with it. And it's I call them mirror exercises, but there's a whole, I think, 2 years of my life that I just devoted a lot of my practices to that. But there's a lot that goes involved that you can do with the mirror.
It brings to mind somebody who actually not only did that, but wrote it, and it made him a best-selling author. Neil Donald Walsh.
And Louise Hayes.
And Louise Hayes, sure, both
Louise
of them.
Hayes,
yeah.
They both did this, yeah. Louise Hayes was, and both of them. I'm actually going to bid everybody a farewell and tell, in 3 hours from now, we are going to be live, okay? So I'm going to go get ready for that because I have to bow out. I'm going to tell you all that the mirror work is the most important thing you could possibly do for your self-esteem and your confidence. And we need to actually, I think we should have an entire show completely focused around our confidence building and our self-esteem and what that really means and what it looks like. So I just want to thank you both. Neil, I'm going to see you tomorrow. Neil, I'm going to see you. Neil, do you see what?
It's all right. Just take a breath
Walt,
and start again.
Walt, I'm going to see you in about 3 hours.
You
Neil,
certainly are.
If you're free. pop in.
I'll be there.
Let me know. Just hit me up. I'll send you the StreamYard link. Y'all, I love you. Do your positive affirmations in the mirror, even when it feels redonkulous.
Mm.
Especially when it feels redonkulous.
Especially. And bless your water. Bless your life. I love you all. I will see you in a few hours.
We will be seeing you very shortly. Yeah. Thanks for dropping it today, too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. All right. But the mural work, I agree with her. I think we should be doing a show on that. I mean, it's kind of like the overall topic is building self-esteem. We're always doing that here on the show. But I think there's something to be said for, you know, actually dedicating an episode to that. Maybe we do that next week, you know, as part of making it, you know, the focus for next Friday's show. Because it is, I don't think there's anything more important than building the self-esteem. That's where you get the confidence to believe that your thoughts really do become things. And then they actually do because you believe that they do.
Confidence dictates expectations, and your expectations shape what the heck is going to happen to you next.
Exactly. And, yeah.
You know, so if you want to get somewhere, you got to get that confidence. I struggle with confidence. A lot of people would say BS to that. I have always struggled with confidence. I'm just big on stats. Like when I play Madden, I don't normally lose in Madden on the Xbox. So if I brag about it, it's not me, it's the stats. And I didn't give myself credit for a lot of things for a long time. I've recently come around that corner, and life has just changed 100%.
Well, I think it takes practice. Because we have had so many influences in our lives that have taught us to be the observers of our own lives and not be the participants of our own lives. And what you're talking about is becoming the participant in your own life to actually say, I am directly part. I'm one of the players on, I'm the star of my own production. I am the person who is at the focus of my own life. And so therefore I am a part of it. That takes some doing when you're not used to it. That takes a shift. It is a big step. It's a huge step. And it's a valuable step.
Unfortunately, no disrespect to any old, you know, parents or whatever, but that is frowned upon. You know, parents aren't really instilling that, and they weren't really instilling that in people back in the day. So
that is changing, fortunately.
Yes, yes. We are the front runners of that because we see what we missed out on.
Mm-hmm. You
know? And they didn't know no better, but we're here now. So we got to stay on top of it and make that change.
And it's fun to see the parents of kids today who are aware and conscious of this kind of stuff that we talk about. Louis D'Souza, for instance, every once in a while, his daughters end up appearing briefly on the show, and they become topic of conversation and so forth. And he just loves talking about how his whole mindset of being a parent is so different from the mindset of his own parents.
Yeah.
He's learned a new way of thinking about his parenting. And to him, he isn't even thinking of himself as a parent. He's just somebody who's passed along some information that he just watches to see what they do with it. I mean, there's so little effort involved. It's ridiculous, but it was an important shift.
And that's why I say there's no disrespect. My father did an excellent job raising me, you know?
Sure.
He took me out of the hood, showed me how to mow my own grass and make sure I take care of everything. And, but he did it without instilling the law of attraction because he didn't know about it.
So exactly.
It's no disrespect to him for what he didn't know, but am I going to raise my 3-year-old?
Of course.
Apparently, yes, because now I know what I didn't know before. You know, I didn't know the law of attraction when my oldest two kids were coming up, but the second I knew it, everyone's life changed.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably have, you know, dozens and dozens of stories you can tell about, you know, how you share the information and they start applying it. And I'm sure it's true for you. I know with me, while Louise and I don't have kids of our own, we helped organize a school a couple times, and we've been involved with kids that are not directly our own, but we feel like they're kind of part of our lives. And it's just fun to watch kids. Because they absorb this stuff so easily, much more easily than adults do, because they don't have all the baggage, right?
It's just like shooting. I'm a firearms instructor for the police academy, and it's just like shooting. It's so much easier to shoot someone who's never shot before than someone who was in the military or a shooter, because they develop all these bad habits, and it's harder to break a bad habit than to teach someone something totally new. So it is a lot better, and it's funner.
Oh yeah.
I tell you, watch a 3-year-old put on a jacket. It's going to change your whole day. It changes my life. Yeah. You know, sometimes I'll be in a rush. We got to go. And I just, no, man, forget that. They can wait. I need to see him do this. And you're like, he got it. And it's like little milestones that they hit and you get so proud of them. Even if they're not your kid, like you see it and you watch it happening. This is a mentality that most people unfortunately won't have. Most people see a 3-year-old putting on a jacket in the park and they just turn their head because that's not an event. People who are deeply rooted and spiritual like us, we see it. And it's just beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Someone's learning a life lesson they're going to use for the rest of their life to put jackets on and getting it for the first time. It's just a different mentality. That's why I said people might hear this stuff and be like, oh, that's hippie stuff. No, it comes with this territory. And if you want to get in on this, you better open your mind to this type of thought process.
That's true.
It's not really that bad. You're appreciating things. Where you would have normally been thinking about Bills or McDonald's, about something great, life growing around you, society thriving. Let's manifest more of that.
One of my favorite things is when my wife Louise and I go grocery shopping. And the reason it's one of my favorite things, well, actually it hasn't been quite so good during COVID because everybody's masked up so you can't really see anything. But before everyone was masked up, it was great to be in line at the checkout counter with a mom in front of us who had a kid in the cart, and the kid was, you know, they were restless and they're crying and all that kind of stuff. And then Louise would do her Louise thing, and her Louise thing is basically to give her entire attention to the kid, even though the kid doesn't know that she's looking at him. The interesting thing that happens, Neo, is within seconds of her giving her attention to the kid, even though he's not even looking in her direction or she's not even looking in Louise's direction, the crying stops. The head whips around and they look, because here's an adult who's really seeing them, just seeing who they are, not judging, not poo-pooing, not finger wagging or anything, just seeing them. And they're, I mean, if they were crying, it doesn't matter. 5 seconds later, they're grinning. They're so excited. The whole just because she's giving her attention to them. It's an amazing phenomenon to watch. And it's actually quite heartwarming too. And of course the mom loves it too, because now the kid isn't fussing while she's trying to do the checkout, right?
Dude, I have to meet your wife, because I didn't even know I was doing that. But that's my thing. Like if there's not even crying, but if there's a kid in the cart in front of me, I just, for some reason they look at me like I'm a bright light, and I just smile and they smile. And then their mom smiles. And then it's like, you know, a whole chain of events that always happens anytime. I guess that's what people say, I'm great with kids.
Well, it's the same thing you were talking about, being in the garage, and when the car is there, you can feel the car.
Yeah.
It's the exact same. They're feeling you. They're feeling you looking at them. So even if they're looking in the opposite direction, they still feel it. They still know it.
Do you have a dog?
Cats. We have 2 cats.
I know you have it. I don't know if it works with cats. But I've tried this several times with dogs. If my dog is sleeping, like I tell you, sometimes I might call him and he won't move. He's like, whatever, you don't got food, I can smell. But there are times where I've looked at my dog and I've thought about him.
Oh yeah.
And he goes, looks at me, dead in my face.
Exactly.
Dead in my face. And I'm like, wow. And I've been doing that for years, just like a little experiment. And outside, same thing with squirrels. A lot of squirrels around here, and a lot of squirrels in Jersey. You know, a squirrel be minding his own business until you look at him. And he'll look right back at you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yo, how did you know I looked at you at that moment? You all the way over there. Mm-hmm. So that's that universal language that does exist.
That's right.
Energy transfer. I'm telling you, when you give out a thought, it goes out. And the specific subject of that thought is being affected. That's why I say you could be in Tokyo arguing with your wife in America. If your kids are downstairs and they can't even hear the conversation, they're still feeling it.
That's true. It's absolutely
100%.
True.
You are affecting their psyche. They don't even know it. You don't even know it, but it's happening. Not only because the energy wave is being sent, but because we are all just one energy wave vibrating. So it's not like a separate wave is being sent. It's like that Play-Doh. I take Play-Doh and make 2 lumps, and you give them personalities and, you know, relationships. You smash it back down. It's just 1 lump of Play-Doh. So when you're arguing over here, they are feeling it. You are affecting them. That's what I hate when people do that. They're like, oh, my kids couldn't hear us.
Yeah. Well, guess again.
Yeah. So you need to fix something.
I've learned I have to be really careful about giving thought, because if I give thought to my cats, like I'm working in the office doing, you know, running the gardening service that we manage. If I give any attention to the cats, I guarantee within 5 minutes, they have both come into the room and are rubbing up against my leg and trying to get my attention. And like, you're not supposed to be working. You got to come play with us. Like, no, guys, this is where I go earning the money. You have to actually leave the room for a bit. No. Meow, 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 meow. All because I put in some attention, like, oh, don't think about the cats. Oh, no, I just did it.
Let me ask you if you ever thought about this. I had a theory that I kind of just came on me one day, and that was, that let's say you're sitting there in a chair and all of a sudden your Aunt Joan pops into your mind. Mm. And you think that's a result of Aunt Joan thinking about you. Just having a thought, and it just hits you at that moment. And you know, you think that could be tied in anywhere?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Neville Goddard wrote about that fairly extensively.
Yeah.
In fact, he tells a story about I believe it was a mother and daughter. One was in the UK, I think, and the other was in Texas. And this was in the 1930s or 40s, so no internet, nothing like that. Even long-distance phone calls were far too expensive. So they hadn't been in touch for a long time. And they wanted to – I think the daughter in Texas wanted to send a message of love to the mother in the UK or something along that line. And so she did, just kind of mentally, and then about a month later got a letter in the mail from the mother saying that she had been standing by the fireplace and all of a sudden had gotten this feeling of love for her daughter, so she wanted to let her know that she'd gotten this feeling of love. I mean, documentation of exactly what you're talking about.
That's awesome. I wish we could freaking like really prove it. Like, track that energy wave and see it hit that person differently than everything around that person. But I think there's something to it. Like all throughout the day, I'll have random, seemingly random thoughts. I don't think they're random at all.
No.
They're energy waves coming off of people and hitting me in different ways, causing me to recollect and come up with different scenarios from the past or the future. Taking educated guesses at what's going to happen. But that's some stuff right there.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was talking earlier about using the mirror exercises to clear the chatter out of the mind. What I've come to realize is that chatter actually has two different origins. One is thoughts that I was previously focused on that I never really let go of. So they just kept going because they maintained their energy over time. But the other is what you're talking about. It's thoughts coming from other people. It's that chatter has entered my mind about what's going on in somebody else's conversation, somebody else's thought pattern. So it actually becomes very, very important to develop the self-esteem, to develop the mirror exercise routine, to, you know, basically regain control over your mind. Because otherwise, you're basically opening your mind to any of the influences out there that want to be influencing you. And let's be honest, what most of those influences are, they aren't really in your favor.
No. You know,
so you want to be really selective about what's going to come in, right?
They're not confidence boosters. They don't end up in your favor.
Mm-hmm. You
know, it's an advertisement for someone else's called cheeseburger or, you know, something like that. So yeah, you got to be careful.
We got about 30 seconds left. I got to do one advertisement that is important. That is to remind people the neopositivity.com summit is happening tomorrow. Yours truly will be a part of it. There's also the SGW that's happening starting later on tonight in about 3 hours. You want to be a part of that. And there's the ongoing one, Dare to Prosper. The two girls were on last week. The two ladies were just, I don't know if you saw the show. They're just absolutely incredible young women who just are demonstrating what happens when you learn this stuff from a young age and start applying it. But Neo, as usual, has been great. Thank you very much for everything that you do. Thank you for what you're doing with the summit tomorrow too. And while I'm going to be there, I want to in advance wish you the best of luck with it, because you deserve everything for all of the hard work you've been putting in on it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. See you guys at LOA today next week.
We will be there. And thank you guys who are listening in. Thank you also to our podcast listeners, without whom we'd have no podcast at all. And we'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.